Hello everyone, this is the Melhore Seu Inglês podcast, the English learning podcast of our YouTube channel, Melhore Seu Inglês. I'm Teacher Newton.
And I'm Teacher Erica. Welcome to our podcast. For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us. This is an episode focused on vocabulary.
Every day. So this episode, we're going to talk about confusing words. Many type of confusing words. Yes. I hope you like it.
Do they confuse you?
Yes, they confuse me even when I was writing it.
They confuse me a lot.
Yeah. Let's hope I don't get confused while reading it.
Yeah.
Every day versus every space day.
Two words. Every day one word, every day two words.
Do you eat breakfast every day, every space day? Every day or every day? The word every day describes things that are commonplace or ordinary. And the phrase every day indicates that something happens each day. Every day answers the question, what kind? For example, in the sentence, wear your everyday clothes. The word every day tells you what kind of clothing to wear.
Every day two words answers the question when. In the sentence, he walks every day. The phrase every day notes when he walks. If it's possible to substitute the phrase each day into the sentence, every day is the correct choice. For example, it would also be correct to say he walks each day.
Parts of his speech. Every day is an adjective meaning ordinary or commonplace. In the example, everyday clothing, everyday describes clothing, a noun that is ordinary or not reserved for special occasions. Similarly, an everyday dinner is something eaten on a regular basis, not something literally eaten each day. Just an explanation. Everyday clothing, one word. Mm-hmm. Everyday dinner, one word.
A noun almost always follows the word everyday, one word, in a sentence. The only exception is if the noun has other adjectives that describe it. For example, in the sentence, she couldn't find her everyday black shoes. Everyday comes before the adjective black, but both describe the noun shoes.
On the other hand, every day is an adverbial phrase made up of the adjective every and the noun day. Adverbs describe verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, but not nouns. In the sentence, the dog runs every day, the phrase every space day, two words, every day, describes the verb runs by saying when it happens. Let me repeat the example again. The dog runs every day.
There you go. Examples from literature. An excellent example of the proper use of both everyday one word and every day two words can be found in the following quote from Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. They could not every day sit so grim and taciturn, and it was impossible, however ill-tempered they might be, that the universal scowl they wore was their everyday countenance. In this example, every day tells when they sit and is easily replaced by each day. Every day describes the noun countenance, the way their faces regularly look.
In some cases, every day, one word, and every day, two words, have very similar meanings. When this happens, how the word or phrase is used in a sentence is the only way to know which choice is correct. In the book 1984, George Orwell writes, reality only exerts its pressure through the needs of everyday life. One word, everyday life. In this example, everyday means daily, the ordinary life that each person lives day to day. Everyday, one word, is the correct word to use because it describes the noun life.
Great. Ready for the...
I think I understood it.
I think I understood it too. Yeah. Are you ready for the next confusion?
Which is the next two confusing words? Which are the next two confusing words?
Among versus amongst.
Amongst the bushes.
Amongst.
Mr. Sean Spicer.
Amongst
remember the
us.
Story of Mr. Spicer?
Yeah, sure.
It's amongst the bushes.
Amongst the bushes.
Okay.
When you're among friends, you talk amongst yourselves, right? Or is it the other way around? Among and amongst are variations of the same word. Among is more common in American English, while amongst used almost exclusively in British English.
History and meaning. Amongst may feel more archaic to speakers of American English, but among is actually the older word, dating back to Old English. Circa 1000 Common Era. Amongst, in comparison, showed up in the language in the Middle English. Middle English is the evolution of Old English. Circa 1200 Common Era.
Among and amongst are synonyms, sharing the same meaning. Both are prepositions. That prepositions that refer to being surrounded by prepositions, surrounded by or in the middle of something that serves as the object of the preposition. You could say, we're among friends here, or she stood among the ruins of an ancient civilization to express these meanings.
You can also use the words when you're dividing objects between three or more people, as in, we have extra chocolate chip cookies. Why don't you divide them amongst yourselves? Among and amongst are both acceptable and grammatically correct in any of these cases. The choice between them is largely a matter of stylistic preference.
Usage. Overall, among is more commonly used in both American and British English. In British English, while amongst is acceptable in most uses, among is generally preferred. Some British publications, including major newspapers, issue style guides that insist on using among.
While some older grammar guides insist that amongst is the appropriate choice before a vowel, the words actually used in modern English doesn't bear this out. The word dates back to a time in English when a dash s was added to some words to create adverbs. Thus, became always, and unaware became unawares, as in he was taken unawares. Other holdovers from this minor grammar rule from the past are whilst and amidst, both of which also are far more acceptable in British English than in American speech or writing.
Take a look at this example of amongst used appropriately in Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. Her aunt now called her to look at the picture. She approached and saw the likeness of Mr. Wickham, suspended amongst several other miniatures above the mantelpiece. This use of amongst to place one small painting in the middle of similar paintings is grammatically correct. It could also be replaced with the word among without any loss of meaning or style.
In both speech and writing, among and amongst are interchangeable. Both are grammatically correct and mean the same thing. However, amongst is often considered old-fashioned or pretentious in American English, so you may want to avoid it.
But I like it.
Me too.
I like amongst. Amongst is cooler.
Yes. Especially or especially with an E or specially without an E in the beginning of the word.
Generally speaking, especially and specially both mean particularly. The preference for using one word instead of the other is down to particular conventions of use rather than any deep difference in meaning. There is little to choose between I made it especially from Jonathan or I made it specially for Jonathan.
On the other hand, especially means to single out one person, thing, or situation above all others. So it would be used correctly in the following sentence, where it would not be appropriate to use especially.
He despised them all, especially Sylvester.
In the following sentence, especially with an S, is correctly used as it means for a special purpose.
The cake was specially made for the occasion.
The use of especially with an E would be considered somewhat unusual.
Overall, especially with an E is by far the more common of the two, occurring 20 times as frequently as especially with an S.
Very nice. Now, affect or effect?
Mm-hmm. Affect and effect are different in meaning, though frequently confused. Affect is chiefly used as a verb, and its main meaning is to influence or make a difference to, as in the following example sentences.
The pay increase will greatly affect their lifestyle.
The dampness began to affect my health.
The weather will affect my plans for the weekend.
Effect, on the other hand, is used both as a noun and a verb, although it is more commonly used as a noun. As a noun, it means a result or an influence, as in...
Move the cursor until you get the effect you want.
The beneficial effects of exercise are well documented.
Over time, the effect of loud music can damage your hearing.
When used as a verb, effect means to bring something about as a result. It's most often used in a formal context as opposed to everyday English.
Growth in the economy can only be effected by stringent economic controls.
The new policies did little to effect change.
The Prime Minister effected many policy changes.
The key thing to remember is that effect is most commonly used as a noun, whereas affect is typically used as a verb.
Very interesting. Interesting difference.
Yeah.
And now for us to finish, we're gonna get the all right, with a space, two words, or all right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right. Two words, A-L-L.
The countryside of my state, they say, all right.
All right.
All right.
All right. I don't think they speak like that, but anyway.
This is a dialect that I invented myself.
Yeah, in my head.
From a fictional Texas.
Yeah. Is it acceptable to write all right as one word, rather than two separate ones? For example,
she calls them whenever she's traveling to assure them she's all right.
One word, right?
One word.
Similar merged words such as altogether, one word, and already, one word, have been accepted in standard English for a very long time. So, there is no logical reason to object to the one word form all right, one word. Nevertheless, many people dislike it and regard it as incorrect, so it's best to avoid using all right, one word, in formal writing. Write it as two separate words instead.
She calls them whenever she is traveling to assure them she is all Right.
Excellent.
Two words.
Great.
Very nice.
And this was the Melhores Inglês, Improve Your English podcast of this week.
For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us on our WhatsApp 319-223-5540 and 319-143-7388 or on our Eric Newton Inglês por Skype page on Facebook.
Thanks for listening.
Until next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.